This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
One of the major aspects of being alive is that we are able to enter into friendships. Friendships that are fun, friendships that are exciting, and friendships that are warm and comforting. Christians are to become, watch this, good friends with God and good friends with one another.
When you give, your gift goes to work, spreading the gospel, uplifting communities, connecting believers from all over the world. It's easy to support the ministry with your giving through Change Express. The process of giving has never been easier for those on the go, so get started today. Go to www.creflodollarministries.org/Change Express now to sign up for Change Express. Easy, automatic giving.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today.
Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, if you'll go with me to the book of St. John chapter 1 and verse 1, we're going to start a new series today. And the name of the series is Understanding Grace-Based Relationships. Understanding Grace-Based Relationships. Now, I'm sure a lot of people understand relationships, but is it grace-based? Is it relationships that you understand are under the law and under religion that puts people in bondage, that hurts people? Or is it relationships that's based on what Jesus has established and accomplished through the death, burial, and resurrection? What kind of relationship is that? You're going to find out that one of the hardest hit areas during the pandemic was this area of relationships. And in this series, I want to take some time to deal with men, because I'm concerned about men in the body of Christ. I'm concerned about they're afraid, they're insecure, they don't feel needed, sometimes don't feel wanted, they don't feel confident that they've been properly equipped and trained to be the man, and so consequently, the definition of manhood has been terribly corrupted and flawed. And so in this series, we're going to touch a little on all of these kind of things. So I spent the majority of my time trying to write the introduction so that we could all start from a place of understanding, from a foundation of understanding. The Bible says, if your foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? And I think we are in a foundation crisis. I think we have been so ignorant of the basics things. We have so ignored the basics of a thing. We jump out to this other thing, and you don't know that all of those great things that you see people have in their life, there's a base to it. There's a foundation to it. You don't just have a great marriage. You don't just have a long-lasting friendship. There's a base that holds that up. And so what I see is I see people building high skyscraper buildings, and the buildings fall down after a few years because it's not built on a solid foundation. And the Bible makes it very clear that Jesus is that foundation. He is that cornerstone, that rock, and we continue to test heaven where this is concerned, and somehow thinking we don't need the foundation. We just need to know how to build the edifice. And the edifice, it lasts for a while. I see a lot of people visit the heights of success, and overnight it falls. Why? I see marriages visit the heights of success, and it falls. Why? I see great friendships visit the height of success. It falls. Why? Because we're failing in the basics. We're failing in the foundational things. So if we read the Bible from cover to cover, we would easily conclude that the Bible is a book that talks about two major relationships. Two major relationships. Number one, the relationship between God and man. And number two, the relationship between man and man. Now, I'm not talking about you getting married. And it's amazing to me, people can get born again under grace and then get married and they want some laws. So you go from the freedom of grace back to the bondage of law and try to conduct your marriage that way. But God and man are the two relationships the Bible talks about, the basics, and we've got to resolve what we got to do there in those relationships. One of the major aspects of being alive is that we are able to enter into friendships, friendships that are fun, friendships that are exciting, and friendships that are warm and comforting. Christians are to become, watch this, good friends with God and good friends with one another. That's where we start. As a Christian, I am to become a good friend with God and then good friends with each other. Imagine the church understanding this level of friendship, so when the church gets to the building, you got friends showing up. But notice you're not going to even be a good friend to one another until you learn how to be a good friend where God is concerned. But like I say, we keep ignoring that part. In this day and age, some people don't even know if they really believe in a God no more, more or less trying to be a friend of God. Your relationship with God and His Word should be priority in your life as a Christian. So let's start there. That my relationship with God and my relationship with His Word should be a priority in my life as a Christian. This relationship will determine your success or failure in building godly friendships. It will determine your success or failure where marriages are concerned. Your relationship with God and His Word, whether you believe it or not. See, if stuff's not working, I'm telling you why. You can have all the money in the world, you can have all the fame in the world, but in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark, there's a brokenness there because the foundation of being what God created you to be, His friend, has never been established. Are you listening to me? So in John chapter 1, verse 1, we'll start here. He says, in the beginning was the what? Word, and the Word was with who? God, and the Word was. So he says God and His Word are the same. So that we won't get confused here, you cannot have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. And I can't tell you the number of people I am still running into today that just believe that they can have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. That they can very comfortably declare, I'm a friend of God, and know nothing about His Word. It can't happen. You cannot have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. You cannot have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. You cannot have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. And I know, when I say stuff like that, I know it goes in and out at some point. It's not going to be right. If you ever run into stuff in life and you pause and ask a question after you've been shot into this area of success, and then you ask, well, what happened? It's always going to be a lack of relationship with the Word, which is a lack of relationship with God that will eventually affect every relationship after that. Every relationship after that will be impacted for your decision to have a relationship with His Word or your decision not to. Now, when you have a relationship with His Word, bless God, you got to pick a place that's going to be able to teach you the Word accurately and correctly. You cannot choose a place just because your grandmama then went there. See, as a believer who is far away from God's Word, you're also far away from the supernatural. Now, people love to experience the supernatural. What I'm talking about, in other words, you have the natural things that happen because it's natural, but you have those super things that happen, which is above the natural. Everybody can use some supernatural assistance. And in these last days, we all gonna need some supernatural assistance. The supernatural is when God shows up to do something that doesn't happen in the natural. When favor shows up, when there was no way for this one thing to happen and it happened anyway, that's the supernatural, because you would not let go of the Word and you would not let go of God. And the supernatural was able to show up because of your connection and your relationship with God. The supernatural is always available to someone that has a right relationship with God through His Word. But the people who call on the supernatural and have no relationship with God and His Word, that is futile. It will not happen, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand this, that a believer who is far away from God's Word is far away from the supernatural. But I go to church. Yeah, but are you in the Word? Listen, I am not talking about what happens when you come to the building. I'm talking about what happens in your life. When you're at home, when you're at work, I'm talking about your life. So until the Word becomes a life, it'll never become a reality. And you're looking for the reality of the Word, and it's not yet become a life to you. It's not real to you. You don't take it serious. And you're quick to believe somebody that tells you, that ain't real. The Word ain't real. That ain't what it is. But it is your responsibility to keep seeking. Taffy and I could have been caught up in a lot of stuff, but we kept seeking it. We kept seeking it. We kept praying. We kept studying. And then something broke loose one day, and we said, wait a minute. Something ain't right here. Because over here on the left side, it say this. Over here on the right side, it say something else. And we thought, well, there it is, the Bible contradicting itself. And it wasn't the Bible contradicting itself. It was, we didn't know how to rightly divide between what was true in the old covenant and what was true in the new covenant, but we kept pressing. And we're pressing today. We are determined to be students of the Word of God until we leave, because you ain't never gonna know it all. You got to keep going for it. You got to keep pressing in at it. You got to hear the Word when you want to hear it, and you got to hear it when you don't want to hear it. So, the deal is, when the Word enters in your life, light comes. And when the light comes, darkness disappears. And you know what happens then? Then you manifest the supernatural. That's why I got to have the Word. I got to have the Word, because I'm living in a dark place. These people crazy in this world. I'm living in a dark place. I need the light. I need some light every day. Amen? And supernatural man. So the Word is the seed, and the supernatural is the fruit. But you want the fruit without the seed, and that's not possible. A farmer cannot desire corn, and he hadn't planted no corn seed. He can't. And so many Christians desire results and fruit, but they're planting the wrong seed. You can't get it until you plant the right seed. So most people hear the subject of relationships. Let me get back here. They hear the subject of relationships, and they immediately assume that the topic would be about marriage. But we've never truly learned about developing godly friendships. Marriages have failed because we don't know how to be friends. Not only do we not know how to be friends in a marriage, we have no idea of the responsibility of friendship. You know, just simple respect. Be concerned about somebody's feelings. If you're not concerned about that as a friend, you ain't gonna be concerned about that when you get married. There's a lot of things about friendship that prepares you for the marriage relationship. But you don't even know how to be a good friend. If you are selfish in your friendships, you're gonna be selfish in your marriage. If you lie, the quickest way to destroy any relationship is lying. If you lie in your friendship, you will lie in your marriage. See, the marriage, for most part, never had a chance. I mean, you should pause when you meet people who ain't got no friends. And if the one that they do say they have, I got one friend, but we ain't close, I would take that one friend he ain't close to out to lunch and say, talk to me about them. Because you can tell a whole lot about what you're getting ready to marry If you'll just look and see how they treat their friends. You know the old saying, if you're around somebody and they talk real bad about one person, then the same way they're doing that other person, they're going to do the same thing about you. You should never be surprised when you hear somebody talked about you when you was around them when they were talking about somebody else. Friendship. So I thought it would be wise to start in that area. The lack of development and understanding about friendship will automatically cripple our ability to develop healthy and long-lasting marriages. Lots of things. Now, you're not doomed. There's some things you can learn about friendship that you can take and begin to apply in your marriage and start treating the spouse as a friend, because marriage should be a union of friends. That's what it should be. But some people, they're not marrying their friend. And some people don't care if you are my friend. Can you pay the bills? Hey, friend. Yes. We missed it. And I take great joy in this series. And as you can see, I'm going to take my God-loving time to make sure we sow this into your heart so you can get a hold of it. So today, let's deal with developing godly friendships. Now, notice I didn't say friendships. I don't want you to develop just general friendship, because some general friendships are developed on the wrong basis. We're talking about developing godly friendships, so we're going to be taking advice from the Word of God about the type of way we should be developing friendships. So let's go and look at some scriptures. Let's look at John 15 and 13 in the NIV. I'm going to spend a lot of time in the NIV today. John 15 and 13 in the New International Version. Developing godly friendships. Now, here's what he says. He says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. To lay down one's life for one's friend. Now check it out. How many of you know if you don't learn how to lay your life down for a friend, you sure ain't gonna lay your life down for a spouse? And that's why some people get divorced, because they never learned how to lay their life down. Never learned how to lay their life down for a friend. Well, I was praying about this. I said, Lord, I think we need to go a little deeper on this. Not that I know nothing, God, because you is God. You's the boss. But for me personally, I don't want to look at this as I have in times past and think that means I got to die. I don't think God's asking you to jump in front of a bus. Okay? That's the only time you hear that scripture talked about. So when somebody die for a friend. I mean, that's cool. But that's not necessarily what he's talking about. He's talking about learning how to die and lay your life down daily for a friend. How? By helping those people who are around you. You laid your life down to help people around you. You know, by giving your time, by giving your talent, by giving your expertise, in some cases by giving your money, laid your life down. By maybe they had a bad day and they didn't speak to you like they normally would speak to you, and you want to get your feelings hurt. He says, lay your life down for a friend and just cut them some slack. You follow what I'm saying? Lay your life down for a friend. Even be willing to sacrifice the friendship in order to speak the truth in love to them. That I'm going to speak the truth in love to you, even if it means sacrificing the friendship. I'm laying my life down for you where that is concerned. That's what he's talking about there. And so if you're looking at a friendship, and I'm going to give a list of some things that you can do to operate in this. Are you willing to lay your life down for that friend? Are you willing to help those who are around you? Are you willing to give your time, your expertise, your talent? Are you willing to cut some slack? Are you willing to sacrifice a friendship to say some things they need to hear because they're hurting themselves? And how do we call ourselves friends and can sit and look at somebody destroying their lives? Now, I don't mean being debt to their drama, but at least they heard it once. I don't mean calling and just harass them. I mean, as a friend, you might not call me no more. You might not text me no more. You might not want to have anything else to do with me anymore. But I'm going to lay my life down right here, and I'm going to tell you what, what I believe you need to hear, and then I'm going to back up, because friends don't let friends do stupid stuff. See, if you don't know that, then you're going to let your wife do something stupid. You're going to let your husband do something stupid. You're not going to be willing to lay your life down for your spouse because you never learned how to experience it in the area of friendship. See, God is so cool. He knows that, you know, outer court, inner court, holiest of holies. He knows there's some things that need to take place in the outer court before you get into the holy, to the inner court, before you get into the holiest of holies. We're living in a generation right now, everybody want to get into the holiest of holies. Don't nobody believe it. It takes, you know, certain things that need to happen before you get in the holiest of holies. And what happens if you get in the holiest of holies and you don't really know what to do in the holiest of holies? Now, you got to understand what happened in the holiest of holies. If you entered in the holiest of holies with the wrong thing on you, they tied a rope to your ankle with a bell on it. So if you went in there and you didn't get cleaned right in the inner court, and you went in there, opened your mouth, and fell dead, ain't nobody going in there to get you. So they just get the rope, just pull you on out. See, you wasn't ready for that holiest of holiest relationship. You wasn't ready for a holiest of holiest relationship. You flunked in an outer court relationship. You were ignorant in an inner court relationship. And you want to jump into a holiest of holiest relationship? Why you get married so quick, girl? Well, because he's fine. Fine gonna make you unhappy. Fine gonna destroy your life. He ain't always gonna be fine. Them six-pack gonna turn into a one-pack. And that one-pack gonna spill over, overflow. He gonna get up in the morning and say, well, what you doing there, girl? Huh? Okay, go to Proverbs 12, 26 in the NIV. Proverbs 12, 26 in the NIV. It's like somewhere in your head you know this, but hopefully through this series we can kind of just bring this to your attention a little bit more so you can say, at least ask yourself, what kind of friend am I? What kind of friend am I? How did I do as a friend? Now I'm a brother in the Lord, sister in the Lord. Well, how did I do here? Now, verse 26, I like this. He says, the righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. They choose, another translation says, they choose their friends with caution. Well, why is that? Choose your friends carefully. Why? I mean, everybody that wants to be your friend may not qualify for godly friendship. And I'll teach more as we go along, but, you know, you do have to understand that, choose your friends carefully. Why? Go to 1 Corinthians 15. I think this will say it. In the end, let's go to the New King James Version here. New King James Version, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Because you're going to hear me say a little bit later that if you got friends that are having a negative impact, it's better for you to be by yourself. Okay, now watch this. He said, do not be deceived. So for you to be deceived is for you to ignore what he's saying here. Evil company corrupts good habits. So choose your friends carefully. Why? Because evil company corrupts good habits. Choose your friends carefully. The three or four friends you hang around will have the potential of enhancing your relationship with Jesus or corrupting your good habits. And you're talking about, well, they say, I'm talking about saved people. I'm talking about there's some saved people that can corrupt your good godly habits, and you have to choose your friends carefully or with some cautions. It's like some of us are so desperate to be around somebody, and this is why that happens, because you don't have a relationship with God and His Word. And when you don't have a relationship with God and His Word, then you figure it's just good to have somebody. I don't like them that much, but at least it's somebody. That's pitiful. you're going to be much better off developing a relationship with God through His Word.
Do you want relationships that won't crumble and can get through the difficult times in life? In Volume 1 of his life-altering series, Grace-Based Relationships, Creflo Dollar takes you on a journey to discover the key relationships that matter most, the foundation for successful relationships, and how to see God's favor on your relationships.
Choose your friends carefully. Choose a friend that will help you grow in your relationship with Christ. To be a good friend, it starts with a good friendship with Jesus. It's important that the people you choose to be friends with make Jesus their first priority. The three or four friends you hang around will have the potential of enhancing your relationship with Jesus or corrupting your good habits.
All four insightful messages of Grace-Based Relationships Volume 1 can change your life today for a love gift of only $25 or more, plus shipping and handling. Go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to grab yours today. Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Whether you're in the living room, the bedroom, the car, the garage, I just pray the presence of God will just sit down on you right now. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
It's your season. This is your moment. This is your time. You're going to bring forth. You're going to grow. You're going to flourish.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Do you have a burning desire to see lives changed by the gospel of grace? If so, prayerfully consider supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries financially. You may not be called to preach in a pulpit or perform missions work in another country, but you assist those who are called to do these things each time you give financial gifts to this ministry. God bless you, and I'll see you next time right here on Changing Your World.
To support our kingdom mission of winning souls for Jesus, you may call us or give online at CreflowDollarMinistries.org. Thank you for giving and enabling us to share this gospel of grace all over the world.
Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app brings you live church services direct to your smart TV and much more. You'll also get access to Changing Your World Network, streaming grace messages and exclusive content 24 hours a day right in the app. Get unlimited streaming through Roku, Amazon, and Apple TV absolutely free. Visit your app store. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app now to start streaming. For more information, visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.